Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born in Los Angeles, California, our next guest is the drummer for the Hollywood-based band who have made a name for themselves as one of the most entertaining live acts in the world. His name is Styx Xadinia. The band is Steel Panther. And on Halloween night, the band will present their Halloweeny Ride live stream event, broadcasting to the world-famous Viper Room. Please welcome Steel Panther drummer and longtime friend of the show, Styx Xadinia.
The last time we spoke, Mr. Xadinia, you were in Rob Riggle's car getting ready to play golf. How did you do that day?
I think, first of all, hi, Johnny. I think that day, I think Rob beat me.
Yeah?
I'm not gonna get on here and toot my horn when it's not tootable.
I remember being so weirded out when I first saw it, like a rock star golf as a kid, and it was Alice Cooper, and I thought, you're Alice Cooper. And then he came out, he's like, and I'm not drinking, and I'm a born-again Christian. I was like, what is it? The world is really exploding in my head right now.
It's so weird you say that, because I think Alice Cooper is the first rock star that anyone had ever seen golf. You're like, because, yeah. You'd see little video clip of it, you're like, that is not matching that long, wispy, black hair.
Right.
And ill-fitting plaid pants. And I'm like, that is just not right.
Yeah, it really, I was like, this is upsetting my entire planet that I'm living on right now. And then it was with Gerald Ford. Do you remember?
I don't remember that round. That, you just officially dated yourself, bro.
Listen, you and I look good for 73.
You know what? Well, I think we'd look fantastic for 73. You know what? If we could bottle this and sell it, we'd be like, we'd be halfway to $100.
I'm excited about this Halloweeny live screaming from the Viper Room, because you guys, in a situation like this, I assume you can do anything you want. Like, I mean, I've seen a lot of nudity over the years at Steel Panther shows, but because it's live streaming, I mean, there really isn't any. This is wide open, right?
Oh man, it's so funny you brought that up, Johnny. Because I'm not even kidding. We get messages from fans. We've done two live streams so far, and one of the things that we kind of see is, hey, whenever I've gone to see Steel Panther, there's always been boobs. There's always been, always boobs. And I told the guys, I said, what I think we should do, and I don't know if this is going to go down, but this is my vision. I want to get three really well-endowed ladies who are really good sports. And I want to get them on stage. I want to line them up shoulder to shoulder in the middle of the show. No explanation, no nothing. It's just time to come up. And they get in no shirt, no bras. And we bring the cameras super, super close. And we play lounge music for 60 seconds. And they just kind of
jiggle
gently in place. And that's it, 60 seconds, and I swear that's all anyone will ever talk about.
Oh, yeah. No, you're 1,000% right. Look, at Steel Panther show, I've seen every kind of one. I've seen it here in the studio where we had to be careful because of the FCC. I've seen it in Vegas where a girl in her wedding dress pulled her boobs out, and she had just been married and came all the way from Australia to get married in Vegas and see a Steel Panther show. And even I felt dirty. I was like, that's her wedding dress, and her boobs are out. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
That can't be the only time that's happened.
No, that's not the only time. That's not the most aggressive thing that's happened either. There have been people that have gotten married in Vegas that have come up, and things have gone in places and orifices on the night of the wedding on stage at the show.
Yeah, it is a show unlike any other. If you've not seen Steel Panther, and in this day and age, there's no shows happening, man, this is your chance. On Halloween, what are you going to do? You put it on, you have a party at your house, you have a Halloween party, you throw it up, you make sure your speakers are on, and you have an entire show happening. It's a great idea, and it's perfect for Halloween. And plus, slutty Halloween, it's the best holiday ever.
Thank you. We've confirmed two very, very special guests for this one. I don't want to say it yet because we're going to be very strategic on when and how we do it. But I can say this: we've never had either of these two musicians on stage with us, and they're not well known for just getting up and jamming. They're not a usual suspect, and I'm very, very stoked because it'll be a surprise for everybody, and I think it's going to be insane. It's going to be epic. I can't wait to do it.
Man, well, you guys, I mean, listen, you're either going to fall apart as everybody, or you're going to find something interesting to do, and this is what they've been doing. Steel Panther's always been that band that, like, you can't be stopped. Everybody else has kind of just given up 2020, and you guys, this is the third time you've done this, and the Halloween angle is going to be fantastic. The Halloween-y ride live stream, live from the Viper Room, where they will have a seance or be drinking out of the skull of River Phoenix.
First of all, I appreciate you helping us get the word out for this thing.
Cause sure.
It really is. It's going to be great. The last two live streams we did from the same studio, this one, the Viper Room, where Steel Panther started in Hollywood. And it's going to be intimate. It's going to be, because it's not a big room. It's going to be sweaty. It's going to be hard rocking. It's going to be fun. And, I'm really, really shooting for those boobs, Johnny.
Yes. Listen, I remember when you guys started at the Viper Room, because Jizzy Pearl, 2 years before I ever saw you at the Key Club, he was getting ready. I was talking on the phone. He goes, tonight I'm going up. I think I'm going to sing with the guys. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he explained to me, he goes, there's no better place to jam with a band than the Viper Room. And at the time, the name of the band wasn't Steel Panther. And and he said guys were getting laid simply because they jammed with you.
It's not untrue.
It's
not untrue. And I think we have definitely contributed to the DNA on the walls of the Viper Room, for sure.
Oh, that's and if you've never seen the Viper Room, it's a legendary place. Johnny Depp was one of the original owners, correct?
Yeah, he was one of the original owners, and it's funny because there's a solid shot we're going to be doing, more of these from the Viper Room, and I'm trying to get in touch with Johnny because I would love to get him involved, and I think it would be full circle stuff to get him maybe to come up and jam with us at one of the shows.
Can you imagine?
Or just be a part of it somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I forgot to tell you. We filmed Steel Panther telling scary stories around. When you hear these stories, they're just awesome. They make me happy. I can't wait to share that part with you guys.
Oh, that's going to be great. Now, do you lead with this? What part of the show are the scary stories?
Well, there's three scary stories, and I think they're just going to be kind of cut into, though. So, we did an intro for our last show. We did kind of the sitcom intro, the 80s sitcom intro. And I don't know what we're going to do for an intro for this one. The intro slipped my mind. But we'll come up with something. These are going to be cut in during the show. So we're going to have special guests. We're going to have, scary stories. It's going to be quite robust.
Well, this is the thing. Like, so many people, the super fans know, like any true Steel Panther fan knows, it's not just a band that does funny songs. It's a bunch of incredible musicians. Best live show you're ever going to see. There are bands that pray they could write these songs. Then you go, these guys also understand the idea that we're going to shoot these small movies. Our videos are going to have a huge, huge impact. And there's nothing you guys haven't covered. And that, like, we talk about having a sitcom intro or telling scary stories around the campfire. Your use of this, of everything that's available to you guys, there's no band that does it better than you guys. And I say that with absolute truth.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. You know, we feel like we have this, you know, arsenal of entertainment. And if we didn't do the filming and the little things like that, it wouldn't be like, it's fun to us. We dig it. It's natural for us to do that kind of stuff. And if people, you know, if you respond, if people are responding to it, which is by being entertained, then we've done our job. I love it, man. It's the most fun band that I could ever hope to have ended up in
fact.
My life. Like, to be able to do it, it's crazy. I feel lucky.
No, I can tell you every Steel Panther show I've ever been to, it was, you know, and I'm saying objectively, not knowing you guys, like it is the most fun show, biggest smiles, greatest sing-alongs. Everybody walks out of there saying, I absolutely got my money's worth.
That's awesome, man. I mean, that at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep our band going over the next band, because as long as people are talking about it and stoked about it, and that's the money right there.
Yeah.
You know? I think especially for Halloween and the holidays this year in particular, with the COVID and with people not going out and not going to big, you know, not doing what they normally do. You mentioned it earlier, people are going to be home. And, you know, we're encouraging them to, you know, watch the live stream. You can get it on steelpantherrock.com. Check that plug out.
Solid. That was Gene Simmons level plugging.
If I could get to Gene Simmons, if I could get to 1/8 of Gene Simmons level plugging, I'd be stoked.
The Halloweeny ride live stream happening in the Viper Room October 31st, Halloween night. It is going to be amazing, absolutely amazing. Celebrating Slutty Halloween with Steel Panther. You stay there. Hold on a second, Sticks. Hold on. It's going to be fantastic. I just had another idea. I didn't want to draw out the whole interview. But you know those COVID costumes?
Yeah.
I got the little molecules.
Yeah.
The COVID. How about the COVID dancers?
Mm-hmm.
Just all those. Like, because if you could put naked girls in those, because your arms and legs are sticking out. And if you lit them from behind, you would see they're clearly naked through there.
So there's that to add.
Mm-hmm. The COVID, Steel Panther COVID dancers. Just bumping around in each other.
Bouncing off of each other.
Like six or seven. Mm-hmm. Then a big COVID tickle fight breaks out. Maybe someone finds a way to cure it. You never know. Dude, I've seen some dirty stuff in Vegas, like in the Key Club, that I'm telling you, you have not seen this at a concert before.
Oh, I can't imagine.
It is. I've seen actual fellatio on the stage, and it was nobody in the band. That's the best part.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.